Schizophonics.
Listen.
So the fox says, "What's so funny?" And the snake goes, "Those are not my shoes."
That was pretty good. I never heard that one before.
My grandfather told me that when I was 8 years old. Man, feels like we've been waiting here for 8 years. You think she's really in there?
Oh, yeah. She's in there, all right. My titanium butt rod is as cold as ice, and it's never wrong, Frida. Never. I ever tell you about the time I got shot in the butt?
Yes, Levi. You were an army paratrooper. You told me at least a dozen times. So, when do you think she's coming out?
I have no idea.
Maybe she slipped out the back.
No. We just have to be a little more patient. You're acting like this is your first stakeout.
First one since I've been at Precinct 9, so yeah, it's been a while. I never really did care for them, though. Stakeouts are long and boring and downright uncomfortable. Would you hand me those hot wings over there?
Here you go.
And the ranch sauce.
Hey, any more cheesecake left?
Yeah, you can have the last piece.
Mind if I turn the AC down a notch?
Be my guest.
Wait, I think that's her. Get down.
That's a man.
No, that's her. Trust me. Wait a minute. That's a man.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Oh, that slippery son of a... How'd she do that? We'd better go in. She may have slipped out the back.
Hello?
You Neighbourline Turner?
Yes. How can I help you?
You can start by opening the door.
And why should I?
I'm Detective Palmer.
And I'm Detective Mullins.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were...
Just open the door.
Please, have a seat. Can I offer you some coffee? Tea?
Yes, go ahead and offer us.
Would you like some coffee or tea?
No, thanks. Too much caffeine makes me hallucinate.
Something smells good. Funny how people offer you drinks, but never any food.
I'm sorry, I'm actually cooking lasagna, but it's not done yet. Am I in some kind of trouble?
You know why we're here, so stop trying to distract us with food and beverages.
Honestly, Detective, I have no idea why you're here.
We have an eyewitness that says they saw you running from a crime scene the other night.
Well, I am a jogger, so I suppose I could have jogged by a crime scene somewhere at some time.
You have a usual course you jog?
Usually I start here, up around the library and back, but not all the time.
So how far is that approximately?
About 5 kilometers.
So you admit it. You're running kilos.
No! Kilometers, as in 5K.
Well, speak in plain English, will you?
I'm sorry. I thought everybody knew.
You affiliated with any gangs, Neighbourline?
Yes, the Notorious Jogsters of San Diego.
Real cute. If your jokes were half as funny as your face, you'd be the funniest clown in California.
I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to... Can we just get this over with before my wife and kid comes home?
You sure your crazy hatchet-wielding kid or psycho wife is not hiding behind one of those doors waiting to ambush us right now?
Of course not.
How about a big detective-eating dog that you feed gunpowder?
I don't have a dog.
Good for you, Neighbourline. Good for you.
You know, if I was guilty of something, I could have escaped out the back a long time ago.
Is that so?
Yeah, I saw you guys parked across the street in that town car. Slouched down in your seats eating hot wings. Just a word of advice. Next time, don't park directly across the street with the engine running and the AC on.
Look, we don't need your advice. We need answers.
You haven't asked me anything.
Here's a question for you. Where's your bathroom?
Down the hall. Last door on your left.
Be right back.
Okay, Mrs. Turner. I see you've got a clean record. A little too clean for me. Makes me suspicious.
How can a clean record make me suspicious?
I'll ask the questions, not you.
Okay. I want to cooperate, but Like I said before, I'd really like to wrap this up before my wife and kid comes home.
I heard you the first time, but you haven't helped us one iota, Miss Turner. Not one iota.
Okay. I'm sorry. What do you want to know?
Is that your blue car parked outside without a license plate?
Yes, it is. It fell off the other day when I hit this big bump. I went back to try and find
it. Hey, guess what? I'm pregnant.
Did she just take a pregnancy test in my bathroom?
Congratulations. But shouldn't you have told your husband first?
Yeah, you're right. Just pretend like it never happened.
10-4.
So what's all this equipment for? You in a band or something?
Yeah, I play drums.
Me too. I was in a funk band in high school.
I'm a keyboard man myself, but we didn't come here to play.
Something smells mighty good.
Sure it does. Oh, Detective Bottomer, Detective Mullins.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the notorious R.E.D. and Ray Ray.
Who are these guys?
Knock it off. Now everybody sit down.
Now I see why you're trying to get rid of us so fast. You didn't want us to know you were affiliated with these foul felons.
Watch it, detectives.
I must say, that was some jewelry heist you all pulled off at the museum. Especially with this team of misfits. A human, a seagull, and a blackbird.
I'm a crow!
All right, Ray Ray, calm down.
We don't know anything about a jewel heist. This is my band, the Dollar Bills. They came over to practice, right, guys?
That's right.
Then let's hear something.
Oh, you mean right now?
No, next month.
All right, guys, let's show them what we got. Let's do Uptown. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, that's enough. Stop. You guys sound worse than a garbage truck with 3 flat tires.
Well, that's why we're here, so, you know, we can practice.
I'm not buying that for a minute. And stop fondling me with your eyeballs before I come over there and rip off your face.
I wasn't fondling anybody with anything.
I thought you with Mary, Ray.
I promise on my great-grandmother's pure holy grave, I never even tried
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to her.
Okay, Mrs. Turner. Just sit still and keep your nasty eyeballs in their nasty sockets where they belong.
I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry.
Now back to the heist. That museum keeps most of their valuable items in a beryllium safe, 30 feet off the floor after they're closed.
Yet there were no scaffolding equipment, wires, or holes in the wall. The only other way for anybody to get that high would be to fly. With wings.
Wow, a jewel heist, huh? That's a serious accusation, detectives. By the way, do you have a warrant?
No. But I'm sure I could round up a couple of hungry alley cats and see how you all get along.
Now, just because we happen to be of a different species than yourselves doesn't mean we should be humiliated by your threats and accusations. And in case you forgot, we have something stronger than human rights. They're called animal rights. Ever heard of them?
Yeah, we're sick and tired of you cops always harassing us. Just remember, we've got Petra on our side.
Keep your cool, Ray Ray. Don't say nothing to nobody. Remember, we're innocent of any and everything.
That's right. I'm innocent, so I'm keeping my cool.
Just tell us exactly what part did you play in the heist, Ray Ray? Lookout, maybe?
Lookout? I've got cataracts and double vision. I'm clean, I tell you. I'm clean.
Didn't I just say keep your beak shut?
Ow, man! I'm sorry!
What about you, Naveline? That was a lot of jewels. These birds can't fly with that kind of weight. You must have been the getaway gal.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Detective Mullins. I, too, am clean.
I'm guessing you're the one who orchestrated this whole robbery, Red. Just admit it.
There's nothing to admit. I'm just a warm-hearted seagull who enjoys good music.
Don't give me that. We've got all you pandemic lowlifes on surveillance cameras. You're lucky our facial recognition doesn't work on birds.
So, how do you know it was us? So you have absolutely nothing, right?
Don't worry. Sooner or later, one of you will slip up.
Not me. I will not slip up.
Shut your beak, Larry.
Oh, Red. I'm sorry.
Have a good day, detectives.
Yeah, we better go.
I'm sorry. Mmm. I gotta say, Neveline, you make some darn good lasagna for a human.
I second that.
Thanks. That means a lot coming from you guys.
So now what do we do? Those cops are always following us around. They're making me noises.
That's what they want, to ruffle our feathers, get us to sing. But we've come too far to slip up now, so just fly low for a while and be on your best behavior, even when you're sleeping.
Now what?
What do you want now, detectives? We're trying to eat dinner here.
Oh, yeah. We're real sorry about that. Say, are you familiar with the plain sight law?
No. What the heck does that mean?
It means that if we happen to see something relevant to the crime, we don't need a search warrant.
Still don't know what that has to do with us.
Maybe you'll understand if we put it in song. Mind if we?
Hey, where are you going? What are you doing?
Here's a little something you may not like. Goes a little something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry, Neveline, I accidentally backed up into your car outside.
What?
The trunk flew open and guess what we found inside?
J-E-W-E-L-S.
Jewels.
No, no!
Tell them what kind, Frida.
We found $3.5 million worth of pretty stolen
jewels.
Yeah!
You ever heard of Pelican Bay?